against the US dollar had depreciated below 70 rupees per dollar mark on Tuesday, touching a historic all-time low. The analysts suggest that the rupee might further depreciate below the 71 mark. With this, the fear of an increase in prices of consumer goods would spread large over the country. Government data on Monday showed that the retail inflation quickened to 4.17% in July from a year earlier, slower than 4.5%. And the same day, rupee had witnessed a record low of 69.9 against the dollar, keeping its position as Asia's worst performing currency this year. And if we compare the performance of rupee since 2014 to the current financial year, we see a massive fall in its value. It was in the years of 2013 and 14 that the now Prime Minister Narendra Modi made falling price of rupee as a centerpiece of his campaign, where he used it to accuse the then Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, implicating that he was a weak PM of our country.
जिस प्रकार से डॉलर मजबूत होता जा रहा है, रुपया कमजोर होता जा रहा है, विश्व व्यापार में भारत टिक नहीं पाएगा। हमारे व्यापारी जो माल बाहर भेजते हैं, हमारे व्यापारी जो माल बाहर चलाते हैं, इस बोझ को सह नहीं पाएंगे। इवन भारत सरकार जो चीजें लाती है, भेजती है, उसको सहना मुश्किल हो जाए। और दिल्ली की सरकार जवाब नहीं दे रही है कि नेपाल का रुपया कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, बांग्लादेश की करेंसी को कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, पाकिस्तान की करेंसी को कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, श्रीलंका की करेंसी को कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, हमारे अड़ोस पड़ोस में छोटे 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 देशों को भी डॉलर के मुकाबले में कोई नुकसान नहीं हो रहा है। देश जानना चाहता है, प्रधानमंत्री जी, ऐसा क्या कारण है कि आज अकेला हिंदुस्तान का रुपया डॉलर के मुकाबले गिरता ही चला गया और क्यों चला गया? और मैंने साफ मांग की है, ये सिर्फ आर्थिक कारणों से नहीं हुआ है, ये आपकी भ्रष्ट राजनीति जो चली है दिल्ली से, उसका इसके अंदर बहुत बड़ा रोल, बहुत गंभीरता से आरोप लगा रहा हूं।
In a thread of tweets back in 2013 accusing the UPA government, Narendra Modi had said that there is a competition between the Congress party and the rupee, and let's see who will fall lower. And the rupee is crumbling against the dollar, and it is due to the Congress party. Targeting that, Modi compared the Vajpayee government, saying that the former PM Atal Bihari Vajpayee didn't let the value of rupee fall, and the economy was much stronger in comparison to the economist PM. Narendra Modi government has entered its fifth and final year on May 2018. Over the past 4 years, the government has delivered the good, the bad and the ugly. However, there are areas where he shook the economic scenario completely with his policies such as land and labour reform, GST increase in petrol and diesel price and of course, the implementation of demonetization. More so, several statistics are also misleading. Mr. Sachin Sawant, the national spokesperson of Congress, feels it's not just the value of rupee that is falling. Let us hear what he has to say.
See, the falling rupee is a reflection of a failed economy and a failed government. Mr. Modi and BJP leaders had his views about the value of rupee when Congress was in power, as everybody knows. And he compared it with the credibility of the government. I think the same parameters and logic needs to be applied here. But on a serious note, the government definitely has miserably failed in managing the fiscal deficit, trade deficit, as well as current account deficit. And the result is being seen over here. The gap between imports and exports is widening. The state of industry, and especially the small-scale industry, is in a pathetic shape. And the NPAs are also, working in that direction that, takes the entire industry to low level. And apart from that, all these events and which were projected Make in India, Stand Up India, all these are jumlas that everybody has come to know now. So Modi himself as a leader has completely failed in addressing the, as far as the economic issues are concerned, apart from other foreign policies and every other issue.
From the falling value of rupees to increase in unemployment to farmers' suicide to black money menace to rape, corruption, terror infiltration, he tried to politicize everything but has ended up solving nothing. And this is now going to impose a huge cost on Narendra Modi's credibility. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.